Welcome to part three on SeavillePodcast.com with April Ristall of Armillary Coaching and Mark Whatlock of Advantage Computer Training. Get all the details and the scoop on the Sales Excellent Academy, and don't forget to visit them online at www.salesacademyseville.com. Today, April and Mark are joined with Paula Pakanakis. Take it away, guys.
We're back. On my left, I have April Rista of Armillary Coaching.
And on my right, I have Mark Whatlock of Advantage Computer Training.
Sure is good to be back, isn't it?
It is. And we're here to talk about the Sales Excellence Academy,
which is going to happen on December 6th at the Charlottesville Omni. And the hours are from 8:30 to 3 o'clock. And registration begins at 8. That includes your lunch, and it includes free parking at the Omni parking deck.
Excellent. And we also have with us today one of our speakers. We've got Paula Pakanakis with us. And Paula is well known as a SCORE representative here in Charlottesville, as well as a small business consultant. Hey, Paula.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing fine. How are you this evening?
Fabulous.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today to talk about our workshop, the Sales Excellence Academy. And I think the first thing I would like to ask you, Paula, is how did you get involved in this? Why did you agree to work with us on this workshop?
Well, when someone asks you to come and speak about business etiquette with a free lunch attached, it's kind of hard to say no.
Well, Paula, I remember, I've known Paula now for a couple of years. We went through Leadership Charlottesville together, and I can't remember where it was that you told me you took a group of, I believe, high schoolers out to a fancy restaurant to teach them about etiquette. And I was so drawn to that and thought, oh, what a great idea. Kids these days just aren't learning the etiquette stuff. And even for me, it's been so long since I've gone through any kind of etiquette training. It just really appealed to me. And so I remember that. And when Mark and I started putting this Sales Excellence Academy together, I immediately thought of you for it.
Well, April, it was the ambassadors for PVCC, and I was very impressed that they thought about that, because you're right. You know, when we think about how our busy lives are taking us here, there, and everywhere, you know, where are people learning these skills? Usually they learn them from watching their parents, people at home, but where did you eat when you were growing up?
Mostly at home.
And were you at a table?
Yep.
That doesn't happen too often now, and that's why many of our youth are missing out on those skills. So, you know, we learn from watching, and if we're never sitting in a formal setting or out to a restaurant in a formal setting, how are we expected to carry on those skills?
Paula, how do you think having these skills or not having these skills affects somebody in a sales position?
Well, I think it's even more important in a sales position, because you're taking someone out to dinner to have a nice, relaxed setting, but still continue to get value out of your money spent as a business in conducting some business. The restaurant's an extension of your business, so the restaurant you choose and the way you behave speaks about your business as well.
I agree. I've watched, when I first came in the sales business, I wasn't quite sure what to do, and I did a lot of watching, and I actually think I have a little bit more to learn, and I'm looking forward to your session on December 6th.
Well, there's just so many questions. You know, what do you do with this napkin? What happens when somebody comes up to be introduced to you and you've got an hors d'oeuvre in one hand and a drink in the other? You know, we've all found ourselves in those situations.
What do you do?
You'll find out on December 6th, along with everybody else.
Can't tell all of the secrets now.
So, Paulo, this is going to be kind of a working lunch, and I know you have some fun things planned. Is there anything you can share without giving too much away?
Well, there's going to be a little role-playing going on.
Uh-oh, you know people hate that word, role-playing. Can we call it something else?
Oh, no, this will be so fun.
Paula, what's the worst mistake you've seen at a formal dinner or a formal lunch in a business setting?
Oh, my goodness. That happened with my husband. I was Mrs. Pakanakis in Germany at a business dinner that my husband was hosting, and he made comment to a woman across from him about she was taking a second helping, and he said, oh, well, you're eating for two, so it's okay. She wasn't expecting a child.
Oh, let me write that one down. I don't want to do that.
Fortunately, she didn't speak English.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
So it did go past unnoticed, but that was about the worst, and my dear husband was.
But not by you, apparently.
Well, Paula, I know you're involved in so many different things. And as we were talking before we started recording, you were saying you're known as the entrepreneurship lady. And like I said, I knew you from Leadership Charlottesville, but also you became my SCORE representative. And you're also known as a small business consultant. As we said, that can be somewhat redundant. But is there something you want to talk about that you're working on currently that you'd like the people listening to know?
Well, I've been coordinating the entrepreneurship program at K-Tech for, this is the fourth year now, and I've taught some workplace skills for PVCC, and just recently been involved with some Darden incubator activities, and I guess I am becoming the entrepreneurship lady around here, and I'm working on developing a resource center incubator for small business owners and those who wish to be. So that will be called the Action Center for Entrepreneurs, and you'll be hearing a lot about that soon.
I've already had the opportunity to hear a little bit about it, and I'm so excited. So I hope that at some point you'll be able to share that with more people. And who knows, maybe we'll come back and do another podcast just so you can tell us about that.
Well, I hope so. You know, it's a resource center that will be coordinating all of the existing businesses and government, private, and public entities to be able to put all of those resources together to help our businesses be more successful.
Well, just before we leave, Paula, I have a question. I'm supposed to take a client to lunch tomorrow, and I was thinking about taking him and getting a cheeseburger and a large order of fries. What do you think of that?
I think that if that is the way you want to extend your office to this client, you absolutely should go for it.
Well, again, we just want to remind everybody to come see Paula and have some fun with us over lunch on December 6th at the Sales Excellence Academy at the Omni in downtown Charlottesville. And the special that we have going on for the month of November is half price. So individuals can sign up for $75. What a deal. And an even better deal if you find five more friends or coworkers and come. A table of six is only $400. And that special runs through November.
Includes lunch and free parking at the Omni.
That's right.
April and Mark, that sounds fabulous. And I know anything that you guys do is going to be spectacular. And that's why I want to be a part of it.
And we're glad you're going to help us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.